Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The 6th Battalion Connaught Rangers was formed entirely of hundreds of volunteers from West Belfast. They were inspired to enlist and fight in the Great War by Nationalist MPs John Redmond and Joe Devlin, with the promise of home rule for Ireland as a prize. Sean O'Hare and Cathal Donaghy from the 6th Connaught Rangers Research Group traced the men's journey through the streets of Belfast as they marched to war.
We're at the site of the old Connaught Cinema on the Falls Road, across from the Falls Road Library. It was the scene of two major rallies in 1914, organised by Joe Devlin, who was MP for this area, right up until the mid-20s.
Well, the picture house, it was very impressive picture house for that time of the turn of the century. You know, it had two corridors running the full length of the cinema down towards the screen. And apparently on that particular evening, both corridors and inside the cinema was packed.
The audience consisted mostly of Irish volunteers, or they had by that stage had become Irish National volunteers and supporters of John Redmond and Joe Devlin. And at that particular rally, Devlin and Redmond were urging them to join the British Army and play their part in defending the Empire. It sounds pretty strange now, in the middle of a nationalist area, but that was the type of thinking at the time. The first 600 volunteers were put into a battalion of the Connaught Rangers, the 6th Battalion, and that consisted entirely of Belfast National Volunteers. We've now moved down to North Queen Street and we are standing on what would have been the parade ground of the old Victoria Barracks, which was the main barracks for the whole of Belfast and surrounding areas.
It stretched from North Queen Street here right up to where the Anton Road is, the old graveyard up there. So the whole of North Queen Street really at that time was very much a barracks.
This is where they would have learned to march like soldiers and listen to barked orders from sergeants and stuff like that before heading off for the rail training.
The exit where the troops would have marched from Victoria Barracks is just at the side of Old Clifton House here, which was a workhouse. They would have marched out off Clifton Street, a short distance down to the chapel where they had mass.
The church was packed to the seams with soldiers and their families and the crowds outside waiting to join the march down to the railway station through the city centre. We're now going down Royal Avenue, the main thoroughfare of Belfast, towards the City Hall. These streets would have been lined with thousands of people cheering and singing and bidding farewell to the Connaught Rangers as they headed to the station.
Just on a point, Royal Avenue here was known as Kirkley Street. It was the road of the butchers. It was butcher's shops on both sides of Royal Avenue here. And the people would have been marching down both sides along with the regimental bands, great jovial atmosphere.
This was the end of their Belfast journey, but the beginning of a life-changing journey that they were setting off on. This is Victoria Street Station. It was then known as the GNR, and the parade that went around the city stopped here, played lots more music, and ended with God Save the King. Joe Devlin, Wee Joe, shook hands with every volunteer leaving, and himself and the Bishop bade them all farewell.
He shook so many hands, his hands started to swell. Little did these guys know that they were going off in such a great atmosphere as if it would come back to a different Ireland. They had been away fighting in the war, and there had been a revolution, the Easter Rising in Dublin, and they came back to a different reception altogether. People were saying they fought for the wrong cause.
And that's why the memory of that battalion and those men disappeared from memory from the nationalist community and the unionist community until this investigation began with us. It may have been lost forever. Most of the soldiers returning from the war at least were welcomed home. These people weren't welcomed home.
The 6th Battalion Connaught Rangers, Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.